This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And I know we started with Janet Yellen yesterday, kind of had to, right, what with the Fed meeting and all, but we are going to get going with her again today because she gave a speech this morning in which she quoted a remarkable statistic. Drawing on a Fed study of the state of low and middle income family finances, Dr. Yellen pointed out that for almost half of the families in this country, an unexpected expense of just $400 would basically break the bank. They would have to borrow money, sell something, or simply not pay at all. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes it from there.
It's been a familiar story during the Great Recession and not-so-great recovery. Someone loses a job or can't go to work because of a serious illness, and they can't cover basic bills. Andrea Levere is president of the Corporation for Enterprise Development, which is behind the latest research on financial insecurity. She says it affects not just the poor, those who are unemployed or working minimum wage.
25% of American households in the fourth quintile of income, which is roughly $50,000 to $90,000, are in liquid asset poverty.
Liquid asset poverty, meaning they don't have the $6,000 or so in savings or assets they could sell right away to live at the poverty level for 3 months. Randy Elbelda, an economist at UMass Boston, isn't surprised.
Given the very slow recovery for most people, given the last 20 years of very slow income growth for the bottom 50%, people have depleted all their savings.
And what could help? A major factor turns out to be whether there are banks in poor neighborhoods and whether working people use them. In cities like Newark, New Jersey, where a lot of people don't have a savings or checking account, more people are financially on the brink.
On average, an unbanked person spends $1,000 a year on financial services. Getting their checks cashed, right, because they don't have a bank account, going to payday lenders or to rent to own.
Bottom line, it's expensive to be poor. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.